Nedom Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nedom Bavli, Daf Samach Tes. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, four lines up from the foot of the page, with the words Ve'ein Sarech Lama. Ve'ein Sarech Lama Shekayim Echamehem. We don't need to say that if one affirmed the vow, it's not annulled. That's our quote from the Mishnah. Yisachami Hifra Av Ein Musa Adam Hachin. The Gemara asked, we'll see how this is. The Risha taught that if her father annulled, but her husband did not, or vice versa, it's not allowed, annulled. You need to say that one of them affirmed it's not annulled. Say, Al-Hadar is Amrus, Al-Hadar, Hefer, Ha'av is Chalke, Lahispik, Abal, Lahafer, Ha'jemes, Ha'av, Mefer, Chalke, Shabal. It wasn't said here, rather it was about the following vice. If the father annulled his share, and the husband did not, that is to annul before he died, the father annuls the husband's share. Rabbi Nosson, Zu Divi Beis Shammai, Ava Divi Chachomim, Ein Seruch Lafer. Rabbi Nosson says this is Beis Shammai's opinion, but the Chachomim, which is Beis Hillel, say that the father need not annul the husband's share. Rishulei Hekim, Avalim Hekim, Ein Yoch Lafer. Now this is when he did not affirm it, but once he affirmed it, then he cannot annul. At Amar Ha'av Meifel Chalke Shalbal, Bikesh Lakem, Amar Mukim Leich, You say that the father can annul the husband's share. If you wanted to affirm, he says, it is affirmed for you, stand without specifying, it's affirmed for you, or stand with an alt for you, refers to the husband's share. Shita, Dalmilsa, Lehefa, Av, Eschoke, Va'ava, Al Nidra, Va'leke. The following is obvious. If the father did not annul his share, even if the husband annulled his share, and she transgressed her vow, then she is left. Hefer Av, Valei Hefer Abal, Mao Shetalaka, Oi Ma'achashim, Yomus Abal, Misrikna, Misrikenes, Etzel Ha'av, in a lake. If the father annulled and the husband did not annul, is she left? Or perhaps, since if her husband will die, authority to annul goes to the father, then she's not left. Micha Kaman Ba'ama in Misa Ba'afor. Now this is fine. That we ask upon to the opinion that there is no death that requires also hafar. Who say that if the father annulled his share and the husband died, the father need not annul the husband's share. And sometimes the father's hafar alone helps, perhaps it always exempts from lashes. On command of a yesh misa hafar, misa kahafari, v'chein mekem she'eino meifela v'avam nidra leike. However, according to the opinion that there is death that requires also hafara, the Shammai would say that if the father annuls his share and the husband died, the father annuls the husband's share. Death is not hafara, since the husband did not annul his share at all, and she transgressed her vow, so obviously she is lashed. Tani heisa av es chalkei, lehispik abal hafer es adem shemeis abal, ad shemeis habal ha'achwein, meifela halkei shavishin. Vaisa says, the father annulled his share, the husband did not annul his share before he died, and then she remarried, the latter husband can annul the first husband's share. Amar, I should say, Rabbi Yossi, Masnisa Amakein, Avir Ubala Achorin, Meshir Midoer. And Rabbi Yossi said that, there's a Mishnah that says this, it says her father and the last husband annul her vows.